Do you want to hear some more Toby Lerone stuff?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, so Toby Lerone stuff. Let's have some fun with this. Put a smile on your face on a nice sunny day. We played a few already, and here they are. Some people read it out and then suddenly realise what they've read out. Oh, no. I'm crazy, me. I'm just absolute boggers. Grr! Oh, Dave, what are you doing? I don't know. I'm talking to myself.
This is brilliant.
And also, happy birthday to Mike, who's no longer in his 20s. That's probably the best way of saying that one. Happy birthday, Mike Roch. There you go. From Harry Bone in Castle Point. I've just done a... Someone's just got me there. Well done. You got me a treat. Always read the text before you read them out, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Papa Doodle Doodle.
Do you think he's gone, oh, I said Harry Bow, and completely missed the fact that he said my crotch?
Well, quite possibly.
Yeah.
And then this is Gloucester FM, whatever that is.
Okay, hi, loving the show. Big up to our good friend Tom, Otto. All the best. He marries the lovely a cauliflower. Today, is it? Yeah, whatever. This sounds like a rhyme to me, you know. Much love and happiness to Abby Truth and Cole Slaw. Yeah, okay. Big shout out to their 5AA, yeah? I think they put in my leg, you know.
Really?
I love his laugh.
I think they put in my leg. I don't think they get married today. I think it's Saturday.
Yeah.
And then, all right. Here's what else we had.
Talking of friends, Ken and Min Tero have been best friends for 40 years. Ken got in touch on the email and he says, Katie, my wife and I are celebrating our Ruby wedding anniversary today.
Oh, that's nice. Min Tero. There you are. Congratulations, Min. Radio 2, ladies and gentlemen, the Radio 2 legend that is Alex Lester.
An 8-year-old woman in the US armed herself with blanks to defend her family's store from armed robbers.
So there you go. So he does this feature. Right.
An 8-year-old woman in the US armed herself with blanks to defend her family store from armed robbers. What do you reckon? Did the old lady use Battenberg cakes, says Carly Worley, hitting the thieves with the marzipan-covered truncheons? Okay. First drums of pun of the morning, but probably not the last.
The guy's been on the Radio 2 in the middle of the night for years. I've never met Alex, so if I have, I've met him once, but I don't know him. I know friends who do know him. The guy has been working nighttime shifts on Radio 2 since time began. So you could get him every single link, and I don't think he'd twig. And if you did tell him, I don't think he'd care.
And you know, he's got every right not to.
He hasn't seen daylight since 1983. Yeah.
Good distraction tactics with a Battenberg, then sticking Carly Worley in. Yeah. Very clever.
Do you want some more?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there seems to be, in New Zealand, a radio station called George.
Just George?
Yeah. Really? George Radio or something.
Oh.
I've George never heard of Drive.
It.
George
That's what
Drive?
It's called?
Yeah.
No. Well, there's two shows. Somebody managed to get names on two separate shows on the same radio station. So here is one.
Cara, Sam, Fane, please, I need your help in capital letters. There's a vision of loveliness that works the afternoon shift at the Drapes Cafe, and I want to take her out. She's always got...
This is, by the way, a text about somebody who works at the Drapes Cafe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Drapes Cafe.
Cara, Sam, Fane, please, I need your help in capital letters. There's a vision of loveliness that works the afternoon shift at the Drapes Cafe, and I want to take her out. She's always got George Drive on, so can you put it out there that the sweet Swiss guy, brackets, that's me, Toby Lerone wants to take Annette Curtin out for a date.
Lovely.
Now, what they actually do is then get that guy who texted in on the phone. So that poor guy who sent that text in going, that's brilliant, suddenly has to continue the gag.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
And that's the long clip next to it.
I didn't know that.
So Toby Lerone wants to go out with Annette Curtin.
Annette Curtin, yeah. Toby, tell us about Annette.
It's Annette Curtin from the Drapes Cafe.
Lovely.
So then the guy's got to just keep going with it.
There is a rude word in there, and you may notice the sound effect that hides the rude word.
Oh, okay.
What, from him?
Oh, we're fine, but he used it.
And this person reads, text, Cara, you're the voice of reason.
Here we go. Cara, Sam, Thane, please, I need your help in capital letters. There's a vision of loveliness that works the afternoon shift at the Drapes Cafe, and I want to take her out. She's always got George Drive on, so can you put it out there that she, that the sweet Swiss guy, brackets, that's me, Toby and Ron wants to take Annette Curtin out for a date.
What's old Annette Curtin like there, Manny?
Sweet, bro, sweet.
Why don't you describe us, you know, Annette Curtin's physicality?
She's got an up top.
What?
No, she's brainy.
Oh, she's brainy. Sorry, on the head. They got brains as well.
Get your brain out of the gutter.
Sorry. Okay. Brilliant.
Hello? Yeah, all right, mate. Yeah. Hang on. You're not meant to ring me back. You're just meant to read it out.
Yeah.
That's funny. George.
That's a good name for a radio station.
Right. Okay, and so then they got on the breakfast show as well.
What, same station?
Mm. Yeah.
Morning, everyone. Can you put a big thank you out there to the couple of people on holidays over here, Carl Spurg and Stella Artswar, who stopped and picked me up as I was stranded beside my smoking car on State Highway 1. Bracket, they had George cranked up. I owe them a beer big time. Thanks, Toby.
Nice.
Carl and Stella out on the road.
How nice is that?
Nice to hear from Stella, isn't it?
Yeah. All the way out in New Zealand.
Yeah, and that's on George, on a radio station called George. Whatever. I think that's it for now. We can play a couple of the classics if you want to hear them.
Text here. I would be happy to see the A47 with tolls on it, as would really help my commute from Yarmouth to Norwich at 8 in the morning. Loving the show as always. Says Tess Tickle. Thanks, Tess. Right, Joe's on the way, Peter's on the way, Malcolm's on the way. First, here is Ray in Acle. Hi, Ray.
I'm currently listening while my partner marvels over his new high-tech composter. You see, that's Penny Chew in York. That has got me very excited. As an agricultural man from my heritage, and as a man who likes a machine and a bit of DIY, I'm slightly jealous about the new high-tech composter. And can I say, Penny, if you just want to hang in here, because we're...
Yeah. It's made up, Patrick.
Also, well done to my friend Kim De Red. De hyphen Red, I should say. Is that Reg? You pronounce it like that?
Yeah.
And our colleagues from Thornton's. The sweetie people. They've just finished walking around the Isle of Wight for charity. I know Kim is listening, so if we could raise some Beach Boys film, that'd be lovely, from Rolo in Bournemouth, I think.
Rolo. Congratulations. Harry Bow is marrying the wonderful Antique. That's from Scott in Sittingbourne.
Also, got to say hello to Jason Easton saying, one extra, yo, can I get a shout out to my best mate, Dan Gleebles, who's in hospital and he's locked in right now. No problem at all.
Good morning, guys. It was my turn to pick the radio station at work tonight and I'm glad I chose Radio 1. I'm glad you did as well. Could you say hello to Kareem Egg Mal Tizer and Jeff, who are working with me, Rob, in Canada.
Oh, that's nice.
International Radio 1.
Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars. Carrie Max in Leeds, you say, Liz, I regularly go on eBay and buy...
We are talking about thefts from your garden. Arthur Pounder in Sandwich says, I started to grow my own gherkin.
Jamie Dodger dancing with his 16-month-old baby Grace.
We've got Shock Olette that says, harder than Rocky. I think he thinks pretty tough.
On Real Radio, hello to Monty, Ray and Jack, who've turned off the telly. They've done that thing they used to say on Why Don't You in the school holidays back in the 80s. Turn off the television set and go do something less boring instead, like listen to High School Days. They are taking their newborn baby, Belle, on her very first family day trip with her uncle and grandpa tomorrow. I hope the weather's good. So do I. That's from Monty, Ray and Jack.
On the SMS, yeah, it's hey, simply melting on the beach with some friends from UK. We are enjoying some ice cream and your great tunes. Please give us a shout. Carly Wurley, McFlurry and Toby Lerone. Welcome to Malta. Let's say you're having fun.
I want to meet that dude.
Yeah,
he's funny.
I love that.
We could go and enjoy his great tunes.
Let's go to Malta.
Carly Wurley.
McFlurry.
I've never been to Malta.
It's beautiful, Malta. I've been there a few times.
It's just so funny.
Kelly Wally.
McFlurry.
I still love Tom Arto.
Okay, hi, loving the show. Big up to our good
and
friend.
And by the way, it's loving the show at the beginning.
It always does it because you sucked them in.
Love it.
Okay, hi, loving the show. Big up to our good friend Tom Arto.
Tom Arto. Big up yourself.
Keep them coming in. Email the details to chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk when you've done one or when you've heard one, and give us the radio station or the TV station at the time, please, if you can. If you can even get audio of it, even better, because there's no way we would be able to find the audio for the New Zealand station or Radio Malta.
No chance.
So if you do get one, you know, and there's all the Spanish stations and Portuguese stations and Cyprus and all of that, and Ibiza, wherever you can get it, that'll be great. Thanks very much. And now, here's what's happening on Radio 1 for the rest of today. Alex!
Coming up today on BBC Radio 1, 10 o'clock is...